relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. Are the Democrats in trouble? I don't want to jump to that conclusion because we've seen the water of scandal just bounce off the duck's back when it comes to the Democrats for so many decades now, but they should be. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. Welcome to all of you who are listening terrestrially at home or in your car. We are now everywhere. If there's a platform that matters, we are on it. Not just Twitter, not just where we broke a million followers just recently, not just Facebook, where I have my account, we have the show account, but also YouTube. For those who are watching us live on YouTube, thank you for your incredible support. Eric has built our new channel back up so prodigiously. We are very grateful for all of our hundreds of thousands of followers. If you're watching right now, please hit the like button. But also, because of the trends, which are not disconnected from China, my dear friends, the trends in the high-tech social media environment, we have also opened up platforms on Parler and Rumble, which are exploding. What, Eric, are you there? Are you answering calls? Are you trying to do 48 jobs at once? Let's put his mic on. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am here now.
Do you know the numbers off the top of your head, what we have on Parler and what we have on Rumble?
I believe Parler is over 300 G's. Wow. Rumble, I have not checked. But
I think Rumble's at like 60 or 90,000. We just opened them and they're just exploding. So guys, whichever platform you prefer, or if you just want to back up, because who knows what could happen in the future. They're out to get conservative voices. Check us out on all those platforms, and thank you so much. So let's talk about the topic of the day. We'll have the real experts chime in with their analysis. Momentarily, David Goldman of Asia Times, one of the smartest guys out there, one of the best guys out there when it comes to the China threat. Gordon Chang, you see him every single day on Fox. He'll be with us in the third hour. But what's the reality of what's going on? It's kind of easy to brush Eric Swalwell aside, because he is a clown. I mean, truly, he is a laughable individual. Not very clever, and that's probably why the Chinese targeted him. But right now, here's the story. There was a Chinese intelligence agent called Fang Fang, or Christian Feng. It was an anglicized nom de plume here in the United States, who fled the country because we have declared war on the Chinese espionage operations in America. And when the DOJ clamped down earlier this year, you won't read this in the mainstream media, more than 1,000 Chinese nationals just disappeared from America. Why? Because they knew that Donald Trump was after them, that we weren't going to allow them to stay here stealing us blind and inveigling their way into high-tech businesses, the defense sector, and the media and politics.
And one of these individuals was this Christine Fang. And she, according to the media reports, targeted local politicians, two Midwest mayors who she had sex with, and also Eric Swalwell when he was a local politician before he was raised to national prominence in the Democrat-controlled House as a member of the Democrat Party. To this afternoon, he has yet to deny not only the fact that he knew this person was an intelligence asset and hid it from the American public whilst he was trying to impeach the president, but he finds it so strange. Would you find it strange to deny publicly that you had sex with a foreign spy? I have no problem. I can deny that. You name a nation. I don't care what it is. Russia, China, Iran, Vanuatu, the Principality of Monaco. I have not had sex with any intelligence agents from any country around the world. But Eric Swalwell, to this day, is incapable of denying the fact that he had sex with a Chinese intelligence officer. Why is that? Now, this isn't some kind of purient obsession with somebody's private life. This individual, Eric Swalwell, happens to be a member of the House Intelligence Committee, which means he has a top secret clearance, which means by dint of his position on that exclusive body, he gets regular access to the most secret documents and the most secret briefings behind closed doors from the most powerful intelligence and defense community in the world. And he didn't get onto that committee without the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, approving of his membership of that committee. And this isn't a standalone story. Whether it's Bill Clinton with his Chinese funders, with his bundlers. You remember the story back in the 1990s? We have in front of us one of the few accurate articles on that from the Washington Times by William C. Triplett. If you don't remember the then Democrat president's vulnerabilities with regards to China, let's post that article on our Twitter and Facebook pages and you can read it in more detail. But whether it's the then Democrat president, whether it's Senator Feinstein from the Senate Intelligence Committee having a Chinese spy on her staff for 20 years as her personal chauffeur, whether it's Hunter Biden going into business with the Communist National Bank of China when his father was vice president, or whether it's Eric Swalwell, this is a pattern. And let me take it to a slightly different place from where most conservative media is analyzing this story. Yeah, this is a national security issue. Totally. I tweeted it out. I think it's got, I don't know, 50, 60,000 likes already. I'm telling the president, because it's the president who controls the clearance system in America, to instantly strip Eric Swalwell of his clearances. Because he's vulnerable. He can be blackmailed. And we don't know what he told this woman between the bedsheets. What secrets he gave away, or what photographs she may have of him, or what she can tell about him. This is a married man now, and clearly he's vulnerable to blackmail. But there's a bigger story here. China is evil. Not the Chinese people, let's be clear. Of course, it's not the Chinese people. But the government of China has been a communist regime since just after World War II. As such, it is the largest dictatorship in the world today, with one political party. You can go to vote, but you better vote for the Chinese Communist Party. On top of that, they have labor camps where those Nike shoes are made. They have political prisons. If you say the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, if you're from the wrong ethnic community, wrong religious community, you'll get locked away. And if you transgress too greatly against the great leader and Xi Jinping's regime, you may even be shot in the head and be dumped in an unmarked grave. Chinese regime is evil. We shouldn't be in business with them at all. But the fact that one party, I'm sure there'll be Republicans who are embroiled in this story sooner or later, but there's one party above the other that has denied this threat, that has sold you a bill of goods concerning Russia, 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 and collusion for the last 4 years. It's just wrong, and they need to pay a price. Eric Swalwell needs to go down. Senator Feinstein needs to go down. The American people must demand transparency and must demand that there be a consequence for being in bed, figuratively and quite literally, with the deadliest, largest communist dictatorship the world today is witness to. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, far more in-depth on the true level of the threat with the Asia Times' David Goldman. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you do not want to miss this interview. Stay on this channel.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back to America First. And thank you to all of you amazing people who have donated so much to our Angel Tree Fund. This is the program every year where, through the Prison Fellowship, we bring just a little ray of hope to those children, millions of children across America who have lost a mother or father to the prison system. $22 gets them a Christmas gift, gets them a children's Bible and a letter of hope, encouragement, and love from that mother or father who is behind bars. If you haven't done so already, be a modern missionary. Be a Christmas angel. It's just $22. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, or call the Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree banner. Think of this. If you're doing okay, if you've weathered the coronavirus, $220 will change the Christmas of 10 of these children for the better. Be that person. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. He was so focused on the children. Let's help those who deserve a better Christmas. SebGorka.com. Thank you to all of you. We are back with a man who, it's been too long since he's been on the show, but I think the timing could not be better. He's our good friend, David P. Goldman, the Spengler columnist for Asia Times, PJ Media, and elsewhere. And you must acquire right now also a very well-timed book. You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. Welcome back, David Goldman.
It's an honor and privilege, Sebastian. Thanks for having me.
Now, you sent me an early version of the book that I was delighted to endorse, and I may be having a senior moment. I may be having a Joe Biden moment. I don't recall the chapter on Eric Swalwell, but there is a larger phenomena to discuss here. Explain to our listeners and our viewers on YouTube why the Eric Swalwell story shouldn't surprise anybody, and why this isn't just something that is happening in America.
China has spent the last several thousand years bribing barbarians at its borders to get them to knuckle under to imperial policy. It's the normal way of doing business in China. And the Swalwell story isn't remotely surprising, but the bribery, as they say, little thieves get hanged and big thieves get rich. The bribery goes on at a much bigger scale. For example, Goldman Sachs, the most politically influential firm in the United States, look at how many of its key people had senior roles in the Trump administration, is now going to be the first American firm to have a 100% owned bank in China. Chinese have opened the gates, said, okay, you can run your own operation, buy out your joint venture partner, own 100% of your local operation. They are creating a China policy by using the magnetic power of their enormous internal market to bribe American business, and it's working.
So they want access to that massive, massive market, and they can not look in the direction of the labor camps? Is that how it works, David?
Well, the labor camps aren't customers of Goldman Sachs, so I don't think it goes into their corporate planning profile. But the Biden administration, we know exactly what they're going to do. The Trump administration put a whole set of restrictions on Chinese access to technology and ability to sell into the United States and so forth. Biden will say, we're not going to take any of these measures off unless you give us something in return. We want American tech companies, we want Google and Microsoft to have more access to your market. The Chinese will say, Mr. Biden, please don't throw us in the briar patch. Of course you can have access. And we'll build down those restrictions, and China will merrily go about its plan to dominate the fourth industrial revolution and become the world's greatest power and assimilate us.
How remarkable is it, therefore, we're talking to David Goldman, follow him right now, David P. Goldman, his latest book is You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sino-Form the World. How remarkable was it that along came a man who ran for the first time ever for the presidency, won, and then shredded up the Silicon Valley, Wall Street, D.C. way of doing business with China and said, no, not any longer. How unusual an event was that when Donald Trump became president?
Well, it's certainly a one-time-only thing, Sebastian, but consider the fact that starting with the George W. Bush administration, we lost 10 million manufacturing jobs. Entire communities were impoverished and ruined. People's lives were thrown into chaos. So when President Trump said, why don't we go back to the kind of America we used to have, make America great again, he had a very attentive audience because they were suffering.
And when you look at the measures that were taken, how do you read the response from Beijing, the so-called trade war? What was it, what you expected, David Goldman? What was Xi Jinping's response to this new non-politicians' policies?
Well, I think Trump was badly advised on the tariffs. The basic problem that we have in the United States is we don't have enough investment in our own industries. Our tech industries decided it was more profitable to hire Indians and Chinese to code software than to hire workers in Toledo, Ohio, or Detroit, Michigan for manufacturing. So in November, we had a record volume of imports from China, highest ever. And that's because our tech industry has decided that manufacturing is not worth their trouble.
Right.
And Trump, for all his best intentions, failed to move that boulder up to the top of the hill.
Is there any reason that a country as powerful and as rich as America couldn't become a manufacturing magnet once more? Is there any empirical reason?
There's absolutely no reason at all. We've had regulatory policies which disfavor manufacturing. We've had tax policies which put a burden on capital-intensive investment. And, of course, manufacturing is very capital-intensive. And most of all, we have a business class which is the western side of what's called Chimerica. Chimerica simply means China produces the hardware and we produce the software. The rate of return on equity of a Cisco is in the 30s. Huawei has a rate of return of equity of 8%. So from the standpoint of the Ciscos, why should we be like Huawei? But from the standpoint of the Chinese, this is a strategic investment for economic domination for the next 100 years. It's not about this year's stock price.
No. It is the long term, one of the few nations left in the world that actually thinks strategically. We will discuss more about what things like Huawei mean and how Silicon Valley is in bed with the dictatorship that is modern communist China. We're talking to David P. Goldman, author of You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. Follow him right now at David P. Goldman. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
And I was a little surprised to read about my cooperation in that story, because the story says that, you know, there was never a suspicion of wrongdoing on my part, and all I did was cooperate. And the FBI said that yesterday. But the wrongdoing here, Jim, is that at the same time this story was being leaked out is the time that I was working on impeachment on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. And if this is a country where people who criticize the president are going to have law enforcement information weaponized against them, that's not a country that any of us want to live in. And I hope it is investigated as to who leaked this information.
Oh, poor Eric. Somebody weaponized law enforcement information against him? No, say it isn't so. In America? That's impossible. They didn't do that with the president for the last 4 years, did they? Let's get a reaction to that unbelievable cut from the man who had relations with a Chinese intelligence officer. From our special guest, he is the author of You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. His name is David Goldman. Follow him on Twitter, David P. Goldman, and read his Spengler column at Asia Times. David, you made a point in the break that only our YouTube listeners would have heard, which is a fascinating point. What is the difficulty? We're hearing another scandal. Why has the deep state and the intelligence community made it so difficult for us to deal with this one as we should?
For the past 4 years, Sebastian, you couldn't turn on the major mainstream media channels without hearing one story about groundbreaking, breathtaking, never-before-heard revelations of Russian spies in the Trump administration and collusion and confusion. And it was all fake. It was all nonsense. Taxpayers spent tens of millions of dollars investigating this idiocy. They came up with absolutely zilch. So we're like the man who's been battered by the rubber truncheon so long he can't feel another blow. Yet another scandal? How do we distinguish fact from fiction? And this is something which the major media and the deep state, the permanent intelligence bureaucracy, has done to the United States. By saturating us with so much disinformation, it's impossible for Americans to make sense of any scandal, no matter how onerous. That's the first point I'd like to make. The second point is, what worries me is not what the Chinese are doing in secret, it's what they're doing openly and in public.
Yeah. No.
Huawei is building the world's 5G network.
Explain, so for those who are not familiar, what is Huawei and what are they doing, David?
Huawei is a Chinese company, which the United States says is effectively an arm of Chinese intelligence. The Chinese, of course, deny it. But be that as it may, it produces the best telecommunications equipment for super high-speed broadband, which in turn makes possible technologies we could never imagine, like having autonomous vehicles and drones deliver every package and passenger in a city, flexible manufacturing, machines talk to each other. All of these things are called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Chinese have invested massively, and they do have the technological edge in telecommunications, which is critical. We used to own that industry. Remember Alexander Graham Bell?
Yep.
That used to be an American monopoly. And we don't have a single company in the United States that makes telecommunications equipment anymore. That's the scandal. We've opened the door to China to dominate a game-changing part of the world economy, one with huge strategic value, and we're not even competing. That's the scandal.
Yeah, that is truly the scandal. We're talking to David P. Goldman. Follow him on Twitter right now. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, David, should we be doing business at all with a communist regime that has forced labor camps?
Well, the problem we have, Sebastian, is there are 1.3 billion people in China. It's the world's second largest or largest economy, depending on how you count it.
Right.
We need the protective equipment they're selling us. We need the consumer electronics. We do not have the industrial base that would take us a long time to develop it. So it's fine to make moral pronouncements, but I say let's get down to the nitty-gritty of rebuilding America's industry and creating industrial jobs so that we can start talking about the possibility of being independent of China.
I like that. I think there's a good catchphrase for that. I think maybe making America great again. The book is You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sino-Form the World. Get it now, David P. Goldman on Twitter. Thank you, David, for everything you do to educate us.
Thank you, Sebastian.
To the threat from China. We will be taking your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please don't call us on a cell phone from one of those big tech cell phone providers. The big cell phone companies are not on your side. They're not on America's side. When you pay your bill at the end of the month, they donate to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com. And right now, for the Christmas season, they have the Gift to Give program. Until December 19th, get a free Samsung A11 phone for both yourself and someone close to you. It's called the Gift to Give program. Use my name. Go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. At the end of the month, guess what they do with the money you pay them for your phone bill? They donate to conservative causes, the right to life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Call their amazing team, rated number one in customer service in America, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go right now. You can keep your own number. They'll transfer it for you. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. That's PatriotMobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And the great MyPillow, Mike Lindell, the inventor of the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. If you don't get a good night's sleep, or if you wake up with your neck in a crick like I did for so many months, you got to try this pillow. It just cuddles your cranium through the night. I use them. My whole team uses them. Even the president doesn't. Because you're listening to this show and you're a friend of this show, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off, not $69.98, $29.98 for one of his pillows. A perfect Christmas gift. Go today, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. It's been too long. We need to go to your calls. Let's go to John in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Line 4, welcome, John.
Hey, Sebastian. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Sure, welcome. What's your question? What's your comment?
Well, I had a couple questions, but, you know, being a Christian, a conservative, and a constitutionalist, you know, I've had these things ingrained in me since, you know, the early 80s. And there are certain things that I'm watching in the United States that I really don't understand. You know, when I grew up, you know, we were always told, hey, if there's any kind of treason or people that are against the United States or, you know, even has a hint of it, you know, they would instantly be charged and, you know, they would be punished. And I'm watching these Democrats.
Who told you that? Who told you that, John?
I guess it's just stuff, you know, I learned and kind of grew up with, you know. And but people used to hide it, and now they are so open and blunt about it. You know, their treason and the things that they're saying against what the core of the United States is. I don't understand why nothing's being done, in my opinion, you know, to charge these
two very simple responses to that, John. Number one, the reason it's as bad as it is today, why you're seeing it being done wholesale, whether it's, you know, autonomous zones in Portland or whether it's members of the Intelligence Committee, is because we let them steal the culture. When they failed to create a Marxist revolution in 1968, SDS, the Weather Underground, they became high school teachers, they became college professors, and the conservatives took a nap. We let them. And that's how you get to a place where 72% of millennials today would prefer to live in a communist or socialist America, because we let them indoctrinate three generations. Why is nothing done about it today? And this has been a theme of this show for months now, if not from the beginning. Cowardice. How many brave people do you know, John? How many brave people are you surrounded by? It takes a spine to do something about it. And sadly, that is lacking, especially in this city. Great, great questions. Let's go on, similar kind of topic. Let's go to California. Glenn, line 1. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, how you doing?
Good.
So when we spoke on in September, right before the election, you had told me at that point you still had confidence in Bill Barr.
I did.
But so look, let me say this, and I have a theory. I have a theory of everything, like Dennis Prager. So
you're a modest man, Glenn. You really are a modest man. Has anybody told you that?
Well, I listen to the greats. You.
Oh, you're a sly Prager. One. You're a sly one.
Levin.
Carry on, Glenn.
I'm starting to believe this with all my heart, this theory. So McMaster, we had Kelly, we had Mad Dog. I call him Crazy Dog Mattis. We have the worst, one of the worst AGs. So long story. Do you think that any of these guys were swamp creatures who gave the impression, who gave basically that they were wolves in sheep's clothing?
I can answer the question for every single one of those with certitude except one. So it's a fabulous question. So were these people subversives from the get-go, or what happened to them? So the ones who were subversive, who wanted to undermine the president, are the following. Mattis and Kelly. I know this for a fact. Mattis and Kelly, despite being Marines, and they are a disgrace to the Marine Corps, came in to undermine the president. That is a fact, and I could talk about that from my own personal experience. McMaster, less so. McMaster had personal issues. He had personal problems. He was also stuck in a time warp. He was a tanker from the 1990s. He had no idea what he was doing. And he has certain, let me put it mildly, he had character issues. When it comes to Barr, Barr is the one guy in there who, as far as I know, talking to my friends who worked with him when he was in the DOJ last time, was a good guy, but just flamed out. He didn't have the testicular fortitude. He just didn't have the spine to make his oath of office a reality. So, one personal failure in terms of character, several subversives, and one guy who just was a coward. Fabulous question, Glenn. God bless you. Let's talk to Judy, Brooklyn, line four.
You there?
Yes, hi. We are here. Hello.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Before I want to tell you what I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Dr. Gorka, Sarah Cotta, John Solomon, Greg Jarrett, and I got to put in Peter Schweitzer. These are people, basically from the beginning, have, you know, investigated and revealed everything and spoke and whatever, and nothing was done for years, okay? We're not talking just recent. We're talking from the beginning with their stupid collusion hoax with Russia and on and on and on. Nothing happens. Peter Schweitzer, he has revealed so much with the Biden family and even with Feinstein with China.
Judy, we know that. They're all guests on this show. We know they're good guys, but we've got 30 seconds left. What's your point?
Oh, God. Well, all right. We'll move on to that. Let me tell you something. Number one, you remember, yes, we talked about follow the science. Well,
yes.
How come they choose to follow whatever science they want to follow? Because the data experts have said scientifically the numbers don't add up with Biden. And by the way, Mini AOC, did you hear what she said?
No, I love Mini AOC. What's her latest?
So far, Biden has 500 million votes out of 350 people in all of America.
I love Mini AOC.
And you know what? There's one more thing. This morning, I'm not saying who, a radio show host said that he was approached, they want him to run for governor. He was seriously thinking of it, and they said, "We think you would win." He says, "Who is we?" And they answered, "China." Can you imagine that?
Oh, I can. Wow, too much in too little time, but a great call, Judy. Yeah, the math, it just don't add up, and they're the science deniers. More of your calls here in America First on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it now for almost 2 years, just like Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that sentence, have never felt better? Find out if it could work for you like it works for Gary, me, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out if this is the answer for your daily pain. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
And a cheeseburger. This is America First. Thank you, Mark Lotto. What a great, great liner there. And we're going to go back to your calls momentarily. But first, Carr Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. Carr Firearms, Magnum Research, you know, the guys that do the Desert Eagles, and Auto Ordnance, the Tommy Guns. They all add up to Carr Firearms Group. That's K-A-H-R, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Let's go straight to John, South Carolina, line one.
Dr. G.
Yes.
Listen, I wanted to ask David Goldman this, and I couldn't get through at the time. But does China have a EMP weapon?
All I'll say is you can look that up on your favorite search engine, and you can find open source unclassified material that will confirm for you a report from a certain government body. Yes, they have so-called super EMP weapons. So China does have electromagnetic pulse weapon capability.
What can we do to counteract that? What can we do to counteract?
That's a question that would take a little bit more than the 140 seconds I have left. But
okay,
John,
one more
yes.
quick question. What about Russia's supposed claim to have a hypersonic missile?
Rubbish.
Okay.
Great okay. questions, but that's just propaganda. Good stuff, John. Let's squeeze in one more call. Linda in Ohio says she's got some tools for how white people can react to being called a racist. We've got 2 minutes. Educate us, Linda.
All right. So I'm a white woman, and even worse than that. By the way, it's an honor, Dr. Korka. Thank you so much. I'm that kind of white woman that gets really red. Okay, in conversations, you know that kind of white woman.
I do. It's usually there's some right. Irish genes in there. So if you get called a racist, what do you do, Linda?
Okay, so what I did, I was in an urban school district as a teacher. My first year, I was constantly taunted until February. It was a dark, ugly, cold February morning, and this kid called me a racist. And I looked at him and I said, "You know what? I really wish you would have told me I was a racist at 5 o'clock this morning, because if I'd have known I was a racist, I would have slept in."
Okay, I like that. Is that the best response you've got, Linda?
Racist. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure it takes the wind out of their sails completely.
Oh, it did. It did.
Yeah, I'm not sure it works with everybody, especially on the demented left, but we're going to file that away. Everybody else who's been waiting so patiently, Doug, Susan, Jackie, we will try to get to you in this third hour, where we will also be joined by Gordon Chang and the Baron, he's beaten it. The big coronavirus tried to take down our buddy Boris, but just like the president, he crushed it. Because he's unstoppable, and he will be allegedly in studio with us. You don't want to miss a minute. You've got to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the subscription button on America First. Hit the notifications bell twice. You'll never miss a thing. And if you're watching now, do press the like button. Thank you.